if you can't encapsulate everything you're doing in that 30-second ride from the first floor to the 40th floor in an elevator, you're taking too long. What do you want to be known for? What is your brand? What is the first thing that comes to mind? And I think if you are a client and you're interacting with a lawyer, you say to yourself, I enjoy doing business with them. And that's the sort of person that you want to be. They don't teach you that in law school.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe West, and I am thrilled to have a conversation with one of the newest, maybe not so new anymore, members of the Duane Morris family, Jerry Mattman. Jerry, how are you, sir?
Great. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm a big fan of yours.
It is mutual, Jerry. Jerry heads up our class action group here at Duane Morris. He came over. How long ago was it, Jerry?
It was 11 and a half months. I'm coming up on my 1 year anniversary very shortly.
And you still had that new car smell.
There you go.
Jerry is probably one of the most accomplished class action trial lawyers in the country, if not in the world. He has expertise across a very broad swath, particularly in the employment, wage, and hour space. So I really want to jump into his sort of career path, and then we'll talk a little bit about his expertise in that space, especially some of the publications that he is known for, but also his excellent skill as a trial lawyer and marketing expert, and just overall his career in developing lawyers that I think might be applicable to just about anybody who's listening. So, Jerry, tell us a little bit about your career path and what brought you to our doorstep at Duane Morris.
Sure. Well, I'm one of those rare dinosaurs walking around Earth today who practiced law before the advent of the internet. And I would say that marketing and business development prior to the internet was very different than it is today, but I learned the essential building blocks of what it means to be a good lawyer and a problem solver and someone who focuses on the client and how to serve their needs before the internet came into being. And so I'd say that today, compared to the way it used to be, lawyers have to practice law at a supersonic speed. But I learned the basics of how to take depositions, go to court, handle cases. And I focused on what are the sorts of inevitable problems that purchasers of legal services have. And I focused on big ticket, bet the company class actions. And I labored in the vineyards and learned the craft and worked my way up such that I, what I do with younger lawyers is say to them, you need to be exposed to all areas of the law and learn your craft. That's why it's called the practice of law. And you don't learn it overnight, and you have to look at the long game and say to yourself, how can I position myself with the market to be the best I can be and be a lawyer that other people have confidence in and ask to solve their problems? So that's the way I went about developing my career, developing my focus, and developing the work I do so that today, 42 years later, I'm able to go to market and say, I work at Duane Morris. We've got this worldwide global platform. We can handle your problems. And we've handled the most difficult, complex, challenging cases there are. And we, you can remain confident that we have our hands on the steering wheel. We know what we're doing and we can solve your problems.
Jerry, I think people underappreciate the way in which just really being good at your craft is tethered to being able to develop business. I heard you on another podcast mention that the way you get your second case is by doing a really good job on your first case.
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit about that. Talk a little bit about, because a lot of younger lawyers in particular immediately want to be experts at developing business when, with all due respect, they might not necessarily have developed their craft yet.
Sure.
Talk a little bit about the connectivity between those two things.
Sure. As a young lawyer getting a new project, that's like a diamond in the rough. That's like gold dust. You have an opportunity to learn about the problem, learn about the client, learn about the industry, and how to solve the problem. And I think giving a webinar, writing a book, giving a speech is all great and things that people should focus on, but solving the client's problems and delivering on and satisfying their expectations and exceeding them is the number one business development tool on earth, and allows you to get project number two, project number three, where the client says, I've interacted with this lawyer. I love the way they approach my legal problems and solve them for me. And I have confidence in them, and I'll hire them to handle all the problems on my desk. And so, as a young lawyer, no problem is too small. No request is unreasonable. You're there to help that client look good in front of their CEO, their board, to solve their problem, because the best way to get that client as a lifetime client is to do a great job. And so actually, business development is very fundamental, very easy, and it's focused on solving that problem in front of you so that you make that other person look good.
Well, making the particularly your internal stakeholder, your client, making that person look good is really, really paramount. You mentioned the internet. I think one thing that has also impacted particularly younger lawyers and young people, frankly, is their interpersonal skills have atrophied a bit because they spend so much time sort of connected to devices. I want you to talk a little bit about the value of relationship building in a granular sort of way. You know, it's when I was at Walmart, people would say, hey, I want to get on this Bet the Company case. And I'd say, you know what? Walmart made $500 billion last year. There's really no Bet the Company case. It might be Bet the Joe if I give you that case. People want to be able to do business with somebody they know, they trust, and they have a relationship with on almost a cellular level. But a lot of lawyers don't take the time to do that and engage in that way. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I've always thought that clients with whom I interact, you have to remember they're people. They have human needs. They have children. They have pressures. They have demands. They have emotions. And your job is to make their life better and to solve their problems. And so being able, they're super busy, limited span of attention. And so getting what they need before they need it, solving the problem before they even know they have a problem, doing it with a personal touch, to be respectful, to be nice, to be reliable, to be someone they can depend upon, to be able to talk about a problem and talk about a solution in an elevator speech. If you can't encapsulate everything you're doing in that 30-second ride from the first floor to the 40th floor in an elevator, you're taking too long. And so when you talk about the internet, I talk about, what do you want to be known for? What is your brand? When people think about you as a lawyer, what is the first thing that comes to mind? And I think if you are a client, and you're interacting with a lawyer, you say to yourself, I really enjoy interacting with them. They're nice. They're responsive. They're optimistic. They're cheerful. They're always got my back. They don't complain. They're no squeaky wheel. And I enjoy doing business with them. And that's the sort of person that you want to be. They don't teach you that in law school. Maybe they teach you how to play in the sandbox when you're in kindergarten. And if you didn't pay attention, you need to remember that in-house lawyers, clients are people who've got the same pressures on their desk, and you have to help them.
That's right.
So I always talk about, you know, everybody talks about business development, but Google your name on the internet. What comes up? What does it show that if someone who doesn't know you wants to read about you and research about your experience, your thought leadership, and they type your name, Joe West Law, into Google, what pops out in terms of what you've done, the cases you've worked on, the projects you've done, the thought leadership, the speeches, all the like, that's a very important attribute of building your brand. I think that lawyers need to be known for the brand, who they are, and it needs to be a very positive brand.
Well, to that end, One other thing that you've done that I think is just absolutely extraordinary is sort of the compendium of class action litigation updates in a lot of different areas. Talk a little bit about them. How this come about, Jerry?
Sure.
What's the value that they provide either to our existing or prospective clients? And what is it that sort of drives that effort on your part?
Sure. So about 20 years ago, I sat in a room on a Saturday morning and said, "How can I be more relevant to the legal market?" And so it took a while, but I said, "If I could create a very unique product, a very unique publication, a one of its kind, sort of everybody would like to get at it, a desk reference that could be on the bookshelf of every general counsel that they look at every morning on the bookshelf, that would enable me to be in their Rolodex when people used to have Rolodexes, and that they would call me." And so they think about my name and then they think about excellence with class action. So I said, "I'm going to create a book that once a year reviews every ruling involving class actions involving purchasers of legal services, organize it in a very understandable and digestible format, market it, and publish this book." And so it's grown. When I came to Duane Morris in September of 2022, I said, "I'm going to do a book." So we started in October, we finished it in December. We distributed it to 10,000 people. We made a video about it. We created mini books about it. We probably had over 1,000 media mentions. The core focus of it is to what is our brand? What do we want to be known for? How do we enhance it? How do we go to market? How do we have people think about Duane Morris and excellence in handling Bethesda Company cases? And so we have done a podcast every Friday. We probably engaged about 125 lawyers inside Duane Morris to contribute to it. Clients enjoy it, have speaking opportunities. I'm speaking in Montreal, London, Mexico City, all as a result of our blog posts about this book and about our analysis of the trends of what is happening in corporate America with respect to these big ticket lawsuits known as class actions.
Look, having spent a good part of my career in-house, I can tell you how invaluable something like that is for decision makers inside large companies in particular. Let's talk a little bit about Jerry. I know as we speak, you're sweltering through 100 plus temperatures in the Midwest. You're a Chicago guy, I believe.
Yes, I am.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, about your career journey that's
Sure.
brought you to this point.
Well, my father was a professor of engineering. My mother was a teacher. My sister is a law professor at Widener University. And so my parents had two children. Both of us became lawyers. I went away to school at a college called Washington and Lee. I played on the varsity golf team, and I thought I was going to be a pro golfer and go to Europe and play golf. And I thought about it, but then went to Northwestern University School of Law and went to a law firm in Chicago where people tried cases. So as a young lawyer, year one through six, I went to court every day, argued 15 motions, took a deposition every day. I tried three cases as a first-year associate. I argued my first appeal in the Illinois Supreme Court as in my second week as a lawyer, and learned the craft of litigation and being in the courtroom, enjoyed it. Then I went to Cypress Shaw, where I was head of the labor and employment group and class action group for 20 years. And then I got the inevitable offer that one could not reject from Duane Morris to come over and do what I do here. So I'm in my 42nd year of practicing law. I've been a professor of law at Northwestern. I teach trial practice there. I've done that for 35 years. I write books on the side. I'm a published author. I've written nine books. I really enjoy doing that. And I wake up every morning very, very focused on where's the next case coming from, developing business. And I really enjoy mentoring and training young lawyers that are on our class action team. And so very invigorated by the practice of law, just in love with what I do and the opportunities that Duane Morris has afforded me.
Well, as a member of the Partners Board, which is the managing body of our firm, I still remember pinching myself when I heard people describing Jerry and the possibility of him and his team joining us. We have a couple of minutes left. You mentioned something that I want to touch upon before we move on, and that is the level of experience you were fortunate enough to get. I started trying cases in New Orleans when I was a baby lawyer, got a great deal of experience as well. Two things I've noticed since then is the advent of and the proliferation of ADR, along with, I think, clients being a lot more risk averse, makes it more difficult for younger lawyers to really get good trial experience. If a young lawyer happens to be listening to this right now and really wants to be a good trial lawyer, there are fewer opportunities really to be able to learn. It's like riding a bike. You get better at it by doing it, or playing tennis or playing golf. What's the answer to that? How do you actually get that kind of experience now when opportunities to do so are fewer and far between?
Well, I'd say go out and find it, be proactive about it. And so even though trials in federal courts or state courts are down, arbitrations are up. And arbitrations involve opening statements, taking direct and cross-examination, doing closing arguments. And so
even discovery, limited, but still.
Exactly. And yeah. So especially what we see with these class actions and splintering them into individual arbitrations, where the amount of money at issue is a client does have an appetite to allow an associate to try the case. Don't shy away from it. Embrace it. Don't be scared of it. Affirmatively go out and let it be known that you want to do this, and those opportunities are there and you can get it to learn your craft. I've always said that you can learn how to ride a bike by reading a book about it, watching someone do it, or do it yourself. And so don't watch someone taking a deposition. Go take it yourself. Skin your knee, fall off the bike. You learn from mistakes. So put yourself out there. And there are still ways to try cases and to be involved in the practice of law in that respect, and seize the moment. I'm yeah. really interested in dealing with associates who want to be the best lawyer they can be. And part of my job is to equip them with experiences and cases and projects so that they can hone their skills and get to the level they want to be. I love dealing with an associate who says, I want to be the best. That's a fantastic associate that I want to work with.
That is a perfect way to end this conversation, Jerry. Again, I can't tell you how honored I am, and all of us really at Duane Morris, that you chose to join us. We're fortunate to have you. You're a fantastic lawyer, a fantastic guy, and I've seen you on the golf course. You're one heck of a golfer too. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Really enjoyed it. Have a great day.
You too, Jerry.
Alrighty.